Hello, and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana.
And Jasmine, because if you're going to have a drink,
might as well make it a double. How are we, Jasmine?
I'm good. Sorry that this episode is coming out a little bit later. We had some travels.
Yes, I was in the Bahamas with my mom and both of my sisters. It was actually so lovely. The weather, it really said that it was going to rain the entire time, but it ended up being like 75, 80, like nice. Light breeze, partly cloudy. Even when it was raining, it was like a light mist. It was like the perfect weather the entire time.
That's so nice.
I did make some money, which was lovely. It did fund my Rene Rapp ticket.
All on the penny slot, or did you do it at the roulette too?
No, so I won. The big portion that I won was on the penny slot, and then I won like a little bit on roulette, but it was because like it was the end of the night and this guy kept betting on like numbers, and I was like, I just think he's wrong. Like, he was just pissing me off, and I kept doing the other color and I was just going crazy. I was putting $25 on black or red. It hit like six times in a row.
That's crazy.
And for anyone who doesn't know how to play roulette, if you play on a color, you have to pay. You usually have to do the full minimum bet of the table. So, like, I was at a $10 table, so I had to do a $10 minimum bet. I don't know what it was. I was like, $25! But because the roulette table is black, red, or green, it's one to two because there's only two green things. So, I essentially, like, every time I bet $25, I made $25.
Nice.
It was crazy. And I kept the 25 that I bet. So, it was it was great.
She had sent me a picture of the penny slot win, and I love the penny slots, but I don't often gamble. So like she said something like 52000, and I said $52,000.
To be fair, my dad said the exact same thing,
which is still a lot of money.
No, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad did say the exact same thing. He was like, he called me immediately. He was like, "How much did you win? ?" I was like, I wish it was $52,000.
No, I literally was like in my head being like, damn, what are we going to do?
Because Jasmine knows we're going on a trip. No, for real. No, most of it is going to adult things. But I did use some money to buy my Rene Rapp ticket. I was going to buy a Rene Rapp ticket anyway, but.
Is somebody going with you? Julia's going
with me. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. So it's going to be Julia and I in Chase Bridge. She performed for the first time already yesterday at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm. I would love to go to Red Rocks, honestly. It looks like a really fucking sick venue.
I would love to go to Red Rocks. Do you know what I think we need to do? When it's an artist that you and I, like, truly both love, like, let's see if we can ever make it
work. Yeah, because
it's
Colorado also, right? It's, like, so close. Is it?
Yeah, it's Colorado,
it's so close
to Utah.
Like,
Yeah, it is Colorado because she doesn't do Colorado anymore. Like, she doesn't sing Colorado. And she was like, I will do this song one time on this tour and one time only. And it is here. And they freaked out. But, like, the new songs, she started singing I Can't Have You Around Me Anymore. And I was, like, literally watching it sitting at my desk. And her voice cracked. And immediately my eyes welled. And I went, oh, no. Oh, no, this tour is going to wreck me. Like, because some of the songs are, like, so, so, like, emotional that she, like, still can't sing about them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Love that. When is the show?
Not like this soon, Monday, right? But next Monday.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, pretty soon. I'm seeing, I'm seeing Renee on Monday and then Addison on Wednesday.
Woo,
I did make a playlist called Sexy Sad Girlies.
Nice, love that.
Because so true. I wish my mom and dad had been in love, as Addison does say.
I mean, so true, bestie, so true.
So what about you, Jasmine? How was your weekend?
It was nice. It wasn't as exciting as yours, but Friday, I did nothing. I was just like, I just want to, like, go home and rot.
Nice.
And do nothing. I think I ordered a pizza. It was delish. Actually, I picked it up. You would be impressed.
What I'm hearing is, like, economical queen.
Plus, I had a coupon, and so it was, like, literally $10.
Oh, my God. Sweet. A coupon, and you picked it up? Okay, you're basically a Rockefeller now. We don't need the $52,000.
But, yeah, so I literally just, I think I watched, like, because Gen V was the first episodes of those that show was released, so I watched that.
And it the first three episodes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a big chunk, but you still need to watch the last boys season, so.
I know.
It will be confusing if you don't, so you really need to watch it.
I know. I was in such a weird place, and, like, everything was making me nauseous. And,
don't watch it if it's nauseous. Definitely don't watch it when you're eating. It's really gory.
Well, you know I'm usually fine with gore, but, like,
not in the boys' gore is like so bad.
No, I know, but I was also just like so nauseous that like even it doesn't matter. I'm not going to describe it, but like I was just like I can't do this.
Yeah, so bad. But when you get the chance, you should, because the season's going to be really good. I can tell, Slay. And it's setting up the next season of The Boys. So.
Oh, okay, so exciting!
Which is the last season of The Boys.
Oh, okay, slice.
It'll be interesting to see if they do. I'm sure that they're going to do Gen V right after, and then it'll be interesting to see if they proceed to do Gen V. Like if they'll do this Gen V season. The Boys, last season, Gen V, and then will they go? Gen V, just, like, keep going? Or do you think they'll end it?
Because
it's
a
popular show, and it's only, like, on its second season right now.
I would say that it probably depends on the finale of The Boys and, like, what the plot concludes to. Because it I could see a world in which, like, something happens, and then, like, There's no need for Gen V, but I could also see a world in which, like, The Boys ends and, like, Gen V, like, a version of Gen V still exists. Yeah. But
also, like, if they fucking murder Homelander, like, they don't really have an opposition.
But that's kind of why I'm, like, okay if, like, The Boys is it. Yeah.
But I do love the show, so I would be happy if it moved on, but if there's a good finale, then also because I really like this, like, younger cast, and now it would be sad that if they only got two seasons, like, that kind of sucks.
That being said, I feel like networks, any network, any sort of big corporation has a really bad habit of taking a teen show and after two seasons
Riverdale.
Ruining it, like, which is why I'm like, I'm kind of okay if they are, like, two really good seasons as part of, like, that world, because I would, it's just, it's so unfortunate, but
it's not, like, going to be the end of The Boys, because they are making, like, a past show, like, with Jensen Ackles, and
I'm very excited about that.
Awful, it's going to be great. we'll talk more about that in the recap. But so on Saturday, me and Katie drank on our roof, and then we went out, and then Julie met up with us, and then that was basically it. Me and Julia ordered a bunch of Taco Bell. Well, I ordered a bunch of Taco Bell. Julia had two items.
I mean, you can't be ordering more than I did that one time. Do you remember that last time how much I ordered?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
I don't know what it was. I was just like, I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten all day. I ordered, like, three burritos, like, two quesadillas and two tacos. I was like...
Okay, it wasn't that much.
I'm pretty
sure... For me, I didn't...
No. That one time for me, it was to the point where, like, I ate it and I was like... And I saved it for multiple days and I kept eating it until I was like, this is disgusting.
Taco Bell is much better fresh. Much better fresh.
It's only good fresh, which is why there's no need to order seven items. No.
But yeah, I think I ordered, like, a Crunchwrap Supreme and, like, a... beefy layer, and then, like, potatoes, and then something else. I was like, I need this. Anyway, so, that was all. And then Sunday, I didn't do much either. I cleaned. I, like, went through all my clothes and all that stuff, because we're donating a bunch of stuff. We're trying to go through all of our closets. We have a ton of bags. We need to book it.
I need to go through my closet. I actually...
Oh, you're not done with yours?
No, yet? I'm not done with mine, because that was literally only, like, skirts and certain tank tops. Okay, like, I still have to go through my entire closet. Okay,
so
and
maybe,
like,
maybe do that this weekend, and then we can book the
that's my plan. I was gonna tell you, I was gonna ask,
there's a company or something that does, like,
donation pickups if you live really in Manhattan, nice. And
probably
just
a lot of the listeners here.
DM me if you would like. It's a donation pickup. You say, hey, I'd like to schedule a donation, this is my name, this is my address. They literally come and pick it up.
Which
it's
is so
lovely,
nice, because
it's
we don't want to be dragging, like, seven huge bags of clothes to, like, what? I don't even know where the nearest Goodwill is.
The nearest Goodwill is, like, we would have to take the subway to, like, it's like above Chambers. It's like we'd have to take the one.
Yeah,
like, this is places that make it easy in a city like New York where it's hard to get around is, like, so useful, because, like, do you know what? Like, I don't want to be throwing things away. Like, that's so wasteful.
Yeah, super wasteful. But we're doing some nice fall cleaning, which will be really nice. Mm-hmm.
I should also do my dresser.
Yeah, I did mine. I had so much that I
would... Okay, I might have to have you be like... Ariana.
Yeah, I'm cutthroat. I'm cutthroat when it comes to her clothes.
And also you could be like, clothes. Ariana, you've never worn that.
Yeah, or like, you wore that 6 years ago and then you never wore that. You don't have that old of clothes anymore.
No. What I do have is clothes that like have rips that I try and hide, and then I'm like,
yeah.
But I'm also like an adult who like shouldn't have a clothes.
You
with,
can't
like,
have ripped clothes, no. Ariana. No.
I'm thinking of like one top in particular.
Is it one of your wrap tops?
No, it's well
one of your wrap tops.
Okay, also. Actually, I just remembered about that wrap top with a hole. No, I'm thinking one of my peasant tops. The like arm thing has elastic, and the elastic is completely ripped, and it like
back in our Shein days.
Yeah, it's like in the under part of the arm. It actually has.
Fast fashion. Is it fast fashion when we wear it for 6 years? I don't know.
I don't know. I also like that one. I kind of feel like I could fix because
I mean, if it's just the elastic.
Yeah, it's just the elastic, and I kind of feel like if I just like sewed it or like took the elastic off on both sleeves, like that one, I feel like
is the
more
floral one.
It's the floral one that I really love. Okay, so maybe with
that
one, maybe
I
could.
Yeah, but like if you don't fix it in the next like year. Get rid of it.
I was going to say, if I don't fix it in the next month, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to leave it out. Okay, like, it cannot sit in my closet.
Okay. I was giving you more time.
No, I actually saw this. I've stumbled across these TikToks that have actually helped motivate me a lot, where it's like, sit with me while I do this thing that I've avoided doing for the past year. And it, like, she's like, that took 12 minutes. And it's like,
yeah.
And it really has helped me. It really has helped me, like, put things into perspective. Like, sometimes I'm tired, but you know what? Like, I'm always gonna be tired. Yeah. Like it's just worth it to, like, even today, like, I came home and I wanted to sweep. I wanted to paint. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, starting to set up for painting. And I was like, you know what? This floor is really disgusting. It's gonna take me 5 minutes to sweep. Mm-hmm. It took less than 5 minutes. We have a small apartment.
Yeah.
And I swept, and then I started painting. And I was like, and then I would, like, feel better instead of, like, putting it off and then being like, this floor is gross and I didn't. But then I'd just be like annoyed at myself because I didn't sweep. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's also like, if anybody has any tips on how to keep like dark wood floors not looking like, literally, we'll sweep and then Ariana will sweep and it will be literally looking dusty like the day later.
And
if
we're
not an hour later. Like, it doesn't make sense. We're not even like dirty people. We're just walking there.
I would just like to say, like, we're not even talking like light dust. Like, it literally looks like you haven't swept in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I swept today and I swept Wednesday of last week. So it had been exactly a week, but I also was not here for 5 days.
Yeah.
So and
me and Julia weren't doing fucking anything.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and there was a significant amount of stuff on the floor. So I'm like, if anyone has tips, please, we will take it.
We're probably going to get a Roomba, honestly. But let us know. Anyways, should we
dive
right in?
Okay, so the first one is Miss Riri finally had the girl.
Mm-hmm. She just posted it an hour ago.
Feel like I had seen it somewhere earlier today.
Oh,
or it had been rumored somewhere. I don't know.
But so cute.
Congrats,
finally
so cute.
A girl. Rocky Irish Myers, which I guess that's ASAP's last name.
Wait, I actually think that's so cute for a girl. I hope that it's spelled R-O-C-K-I-E.
No E.
I?
I.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. born September 13th, 2025.
That's a good date.
That is a good date. Do you think that they'll stop having babies now that they have a girl?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
she's going to be pregnant by the end of the year. I can guarantee
it. I don't know. Okay, September 13th is either Niall Horan or Nick Jonas's birthday.
Check it. No. I'm going to check it. Which one do you actually think that it is?
I actually think... No. So I think that... I know what it is. So the 15th is Salvadoran Independence Day. One of them's the 13th. The other one's the 17th. I'm pretty sure Niall's 13 and Nick is 17.
Okay, so you think it's Niall Horan.
Niall is 13, I'm pretty sure.
September 13th. Wait, and then the other one was Nick Jonas?
Nick Jonas, 17th?
16th.
Dang it! Dang it!
So close.
So close. Honestly, the fact that I still remember that from my, middle... Okay, for Nick Jonas, it was, 5th, 6th, 7th grade. For Niall, it was, 7th, 8th, 9th. So, it was, it makes more sense that I would still remember Niall's.
Yeah.
But I did... The anchoring of Independence Day did help.
Nice.
In my head.
Nice.
Also, happy Independence Day to a lot of Hispanic countries on September 15th.
Yeah. Also, yo soy... Hold on. How do you say it? No, like, I'm Jasmine. Is it yo soy? Is it yo soy what? Yeah. Just Jasmine?
Yeah, yo soy Jasmine.
But isn't there another?
No, okay. Like,
yo soy Jasmine, you know? Like, just like hella, you know? On God. And that's really on God.
Yeah.
I'm learning Spanish on Duolingo. If anybody knows any companies that are a good language learner that doesn't use AI.
I actually have gotten a couple.
Hit me up, but.
A couple, ads on TikTok for a couple different ones. I don't know if it's TikTok or Instagram because, I mean, I'm just, like, on the cross-section of, like, English and Spanish.
Also,
media.
Like, pretty much all companies are going to be using it at some point.
Right, but I think Duolingo, like, leans pretty heavily on it. Yeah. But you're
it is
so
what
right.
It is, but I'm on day six. So I'm doing really good. It's
wait,
almost a
okay,
habit.
So what I'm hearing is I should get back on Duolingo with my Italiano. Mm-hmm. And that way we could be Duolingo friends.
Yeah. And anybody else that's on there, hit me up.
Yeah.
I'm literally in the basics. But
it's fine.
I finally got to the section where they actually have me say the words, but that took a while. No, literally, it was just like filling in the blanks. I'm like, okay, when are we gonna, like, let's do this. All right, Ariana.
Okay, so the next is what you've all been waiting for. The summer I turned pretty. The summer I turned pretty. Finale recap.
Learned
okay?
The goodie.
How do we want to do this? Is the question.
Why,
I could give.
Why you just go, girl.
Okay, thoughts, so I can. Thoughts. I could give a brief synopsis. So I loved that it was called At Last. I'm pretty sure somebody called that on Twitter. I might have called it.
You thought that it was going to be called Last Something. I remember from last week's episode.
Yeah.
You said that it was Last Something.
I don't know. I don't know what I thought it was. Or whoever
like
remembers.
First, or like our first. Or
yeah. I thought it was going to be like first trip or something. I don't know. So Conrad arrives in Paris. And then Belly is there. Her haircut actually looks really, really good. And they did a really, really good job at, like, hiding the fact that Lola Tung actually cut her hair. Because even...
Oh, is she actually cut it? Yeah. A lot of people are saying wig. Like, everybody's saying wig.
No. I think she actually cut it because there's no... I'm so sorry. That hairline, there's moments where she pushes it back and it's the exact same hairline she's had the entire time. I'm so sorry. No one can pull off a hairline like that as natural as that. Like,
I mean, I'm sure a black woman could.
I don't know. like it was so exact to what her hairline was literally. Like, I'm so sure that she actually cut her hair and they hide it and they hid it.
I personally think it's a wig just because of how thick it looked in the back, but
I just think Lola Tung has a lot of hair.
Yeah, but I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, we'll literally never know unless Lola tells us. The entire part with Jeremiah, I was like...
Yeah, okay, move on.
The fabricated drama between Steven and...
I did actually.
Okay,
that,
so though. I have a theory. I think that all of the... Okay, I'm assuming everyone knows what happens, but would you like me to give a brief synopsis of everything that happened?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so... Belly shows Conrad around in Paris, then invites him to dinner with her friends. They talk about their past and spend a night together. She tries to distance herself. So they spend a very romantic night together and then they like kiss and like
they obsess.
hook up. And then it's
hot.
Also, hot. It was very hot. And then she like freaks out and he's like, you know, I've changed everything about myself. And the one thing that never changes is that I love you, which first off, so romantic.
Yeah.
And I think she needed to hear that because she really was like, I don't know if you love me or if we've been like told that we love each other our whole lives. And I think she needed to be told that it's okay.
And also because every minute Jeremiah was like, Susanna would have wanted this.
No, literally.
So like she only just assumed everyone only loved her because of Susanna.
Yeah. So, but Conrad leaves after she pushes him away and then she literally runs after him on the train being like, is that seat taken? Mm-hmm. Every version of me chooses you, which is so important because that means in every universe, she doesn't pick Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So, and then there was this whole thing. So, meanwhile,
on his neck.
I'm just going to give this quick synopsis. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jeremiah begins to move on with his culinary career and shares a passionate kiss with Denise. Stephen and Taylor decide on a future together in San Francisco for Stephen's career development while the parents settle into new dynamics. Sometime later, Belly and Conrad return to Cousins and visit the beach house. I have a theory. Mm-hmm. So, first off, let's actually pause here. Talk about the episode.
Okay.
Before we start going into theories.
Yeah.
The episode was absolutely amazing. At first, I was very disappointed because I've talked about it on this podcast about how I feel like the ending of the book was so beautiful. It just needed to be expanded upon. It was very short, but it really was like such a lovely ending to the book. Like it really felt like a closed stamp to it. And it was lovely. We didn't get any of that but we did get Conrad and Belly getting together, which is something we didn't get in the book, which was so amazing. And I think that it really showed how she was able to grow and be herself, and he still fit into her life and let her be this new version of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like revert in any sort of way and change herself, and she could like still love him and be with him. And I mm-hmm. think that really goes to show like adult love, to just be like, even though they're like 22 and 23, but like, I think that's like a pretty mature way to act when like
especially
a lot of people
can seeing how like her and Jeremiah were like,
they were well, I mean, so her childish. And Jeremiah were like very, very regressed.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
But even like Jeremiah talked about it, and like, it was, I think it was very like loving and like lovely to see all of them kind of like talk about the past and be like, hey, like we can all admit that like we've made mistakes and like we can move on from those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because like even as viewers, I think that a lot of times the fans will hold on to things and be like, well, they did this, and it's like the characters are literally saying that it doesn't matter anymore because it happened 5 years ago. Let it go. Like, it's just, I thought it was very, very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
What are the rest of your thoughts on the finale?
No, yeah, I just thought it was really good. I thought if they didn't have the movie, I still would have been satisfied. Oh, well, that's part of the announcement, I guess.
Yeah, I spent all day being like, okay, you know, I'm not going to get anything else post them getting together.
Which I guess I will point out, like, the one thing I was disappointed in is that there wasn't, like, a scene with, like, everyone together at the end. Or, like, even at least Belly, her mom, and her brother, or something.
Right.
Belly and her mom, like, her mom, like, I thought when they were showing the end and it was like Christmas in Paris, it was like, I thought it was going to be one selfie with, and her
all
mom's
of them.
There,
yeah.
Or like something, but
something.
No. So
I
that
know.
Was the only thing that was like a bit of a bummer for me, but like, I was satisfied. Like, I would have been like, well, whatever. Like,
yeah, I was sad, but I was satisfied in the way of like, I was like, we got so much more than we got in the book. Like, it's okay if we didn't get like the, I'm going to say it, the wedding.
Yeah.
The, like, the wedding.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Then, about 12 hours after I watched the episode, the premiere happens in Paris, and they announce The Summer I Turned Pretty,
the movie.
Which
I will believe will just come to Prime at some point.
I don't think it's a theater. I think, I heard it was a feature film.
A feature film can be just a streamer.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. From my understanding, they wanted it to be another season, and Jenny Han said, no, I don't want... She literally said, like, I don't want Belly and Conrad, like, going
through...
Well, yeah,
because then they'll be, like, having tiffs and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
she's
like,
we don't need unnecessary angst, and, like, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Stephen and Denise moved to San Francisco.
Stephen and Denise. Yeah, sorry.
Yes, and I was going to say, Taylor moves with Stephen. I was saying Stephen and Denise as in, like, with their company.
I know, but it sounded like you were...
Yes, because
I...
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. And then I do think Jeremiah is probably also going to move. Because
he's now this hot chef in Boston.
Yes, because he did say, you know, the food scene's really good in San Francisco.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And you know what's not that far from San Francisco? Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that somehow they're all going to end up there. And I think part of the movie is going to take place in California. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll get married at the beach house, or do you think they'll get married somewhere else?
I don't see a world in which they don't get married at the beach house.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, if they don't get married at the beach house, I will be so unsatisfied because, like, yeah. that, like, that is such, yeah. like...
Yeah.
Okay. The fans would literally, like...
Yeah.
Jenny would like... I can't even put it into words.
It would be kind of insane that they all just moved to LA, but I guess that's not, like...
Well, I'm not... I mean, I guess they could, but I'm thinking, like, they're all there... Or, like, at least that's how Conrad and Steven get close together and, like,
yeah,
how
sure.
they all get close again. And, yeah. like, Belly's already close to all of them. So, like, maybe it'll bring Conrad back together by being like, oh, like, have you talked to Belly? And, like, it'll bring him into the group, even if Belly isn't living there.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, like, that's kind of a thought that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was the Summer I Turned Pretty finale. Jasmine, would you like... to go next.
Yes. The next story is the Coachella 2026 lineup. Sorry, I looked at it and I was like, I never researched that. And then I remember now. Anyways, because we were going to record like a couple days ago.
Yeah, so we were going to record on Monday.
I was like, I don't remember writing this down, but now I remember.
We were going to record on Monday, but I was tired and my back hurt. And I was like, the only thing I really want to do is lay in my bed.
Yeah.
And so Jasmine understood.
So fair. But yeah, so the 2026 Coachella lineup, which I feel like this is a little early for them to be announcing, but maybe just life is just passing by and I have no idea. I don't know.
I want to say it's usually late September, early October, because it's about 6 months before.
I guess that's true.
And it's in April.
Yeah. Okay, so the headliners are Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber, we'll see if that happens, Carol G, and hold on. What? It's just the three, right?
Yeah, it's just the three.
I just have a lot of gibberish after that. So, like, oh, written down. No. So, no.
It's just the three.
Anyway, so, and a bunch of other people will be performing as well. It will be April 10th and April 17th, those weekends. I would love to see Sabrina, but no desire to go to Coachella ever, to be honest. So.
Ever. Well, especially what it's become now. Maybe I feel like I did at one point when it was like 2010 and it was just like chill. Now it's just like such seems like a pit of despair that you'll never leave. That being said, I am very proud of Carol G.
That's like,
because it's so cool.
And I believe she's Sunday night, which I think is like
it's
like
the big night.
Anyway, so passes will go on sale Friday, September 19th. Oh, did that already happen too? Passes have already on sale.
They usually announce like then, 2 days before, which is stupid. Oh. It's like the same with artists. It's
how
like,
is anybody allowed? Like, what do you need to save? Like, my God.
Do you know why? It's because higher ups don't realize people need time to save $100.
Other notable acts include The Strokes, Nine Inch Noise.
Nine Inch Nails?
It's N-O-I-Z-E.
Oh, Nine Inch Noise, I guess.
David Byrne, Iggy Pop, Young Thug, Addison Rae. Woo! Big deal. That's a big deal for her. Sexy and Red.
She's like the second line, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Teddy Swims, Moby, Cascade, Major Lazer, FKA Twigs, Pink Panthers, Big Bang, Somber, at the XX, Cat's Eye, and more. Big deal for Cat's Eye as well.
Big deal for Cat's Eye.
But they've been doing like all the, I feel like they're doing like all the festival circuit. But yeah. That's exciting for people that love Coachella. I'm not a festival person, so I can't stand for that long and not my back be absolutely killing me, but good for you.
Yeah, I'm like...
Also, it's cool because, like, the last time Sabrina Carpenter was there, she was like,
can't I'll see wait you to when headline. I headline.
And it's literally the next year. It's so crazy.
Well, it's because she knew. She knew. She was like, I found my groove. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah. Also, like, truly, we'll see about Justin Bieber. Like... I'm sorry. I just, like, I'll believe it when I see it. Who do you think's gonna replace him?
Bad Bunny.
But is he even performing, like, in that year? Like, I feel like usually they pick somebody, like, that's on the bylines and then they move them up. But maybe I'm wrong on that. They just have Green Day again.
That would be hilarious. I mean, I think it really depends. You know, somebody on the byline could pop off at the next year.
That's true.
In the next 6 months.
That's true.
I also feel like Justin Bieber needs money. So.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The next story, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind this week about this story. But last week, Jimmy Kimmel Live was pulled indefinitely. The decision came after he made, quote unquote, comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. The comment, I'll read the comment, but I would say it was worse on Trump and not.
Also, it was a nothing burger of a comment.
Literally,
like,
it was. But the only reason Trump is mad is because
he can't take a joke.
It showed Trump like being an idiot and not caring, and that's why he got all pissy. But yes, this is the comment. We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang trying to characterize this kid who killed Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them. Then he showed a video of Trump reacting, being questioned how he was feeling after the shooting, and he said he was great. Can't wait to unveil the new White House ballroom. That was the clip. And so he was pulled from airs, like, immediately. I mean, not, like, after that episode.
Well, I mean, he was pulled from air because the FCC chairman went on a podcast. Yeah, sorry, but continue.
So after that episode, Trump complained on Twitter like crazy, mm-hmm. and then...
Well, on Truth Social or whatever, because he's still not allowed on X.
Yes, LOL, But the company Sinclair, which is a broadcast group, which owns local TV stations that affiliate for ABC, they mm-hmm. told Disney/ABC that they had to pull Kimmel.
Correct.
Or whatever. And they said the only way that Jimmy can come back is if he apologized to Kirk's family and donated to Turning Point, which is this extreme alt-right group that Charlie Kirk funded or whatever. Now his wife's in charge of it. Well, I don't know the things. But Kimmel came, like, they announced literally Monday, like the day we were going to record, that it returned. It returned last night. which is great. Because I think we canceled our Disney Plus, like mm-hmm. a lot of people canceled. So I think that people showed with their pockets.
Yeah. And... Well, especially because now knowing more about it, like, we're okay if we, like, keep our Disney Plus, because it's like, we're not actually supporting NextCom or Sinclair, the two companies that are like the ones that are asking for censorship. So it's as long as ABC continues to.
Yeah. I mean, it's really like on them. I mean, it literally was announced that Kimmel is coming back, and they had lost, by the way, billions of money by people canceling their accounts.
$4.4 billion. And they were like, haha, they, Jimmy Kimmel, I like watched the whole clip.
Yeah.
He was like, haha, Disney asked me to read this clip, to read this, to reinstate your Disney Plus account. And then people kept laughing and he kept reading. I was like, oh no, they were like, you have to read this. Like, the way he read the entire statement, even though people kept cutting him off laughing, I was like, it was only happened a couple times, but it happened enough times that I was like, he definitely had to say that.
Yeah. And then the company, like, he's come back, but the company Sinclair, like, still saying, like, we will not air him in our networks, which is like kind of crazy that ABC's still, like, Disney's like,
yeah, like, that's fine. Like, Jimmy Kimmel fully, like, didn't air in, like, Seattle and a bunch of places yesterday because they just, like, won't.
Yeah. So, well, Disney did make this announcement. They said last Wednesday we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. So he returned on Tuesday, which was yesterday, last night for us. He opened the monologue with the audience chanting his name, which I guess is funny. But he said, as I was saying before I was interrupted, if you're just joining us, we're preempting your regular scheduled encore episode of Celebrity Family Feud to bring you this special report. I'm happy to be here tonight with you. I'm not sure who had a weirder 48 hours, me or the CEO of Tylenol. It's been overwhelming. I've heard from a lot of people over the last 6 days. I've heard from all people in the world over the last 6 days. Anyone I've ever met has reached out 10 or 11 times. Weird characters from my past, or the guy who fired me from my first radio job in Seattle. Not airing tonight, by the way. Sorry, Seattle. His name is Larry. But yeah, so I think like a good comeback, and
I listened to the full 28 minutes. He started crying. Yeah. Like, you could tell that he was like, I genuinely never meant to cause. I think he genuinely was like, I never meant to like make light of like somebody dying.
Yeah.
I think he was like trying to, like, well, poke fun at certain people. But that's the thing.
It never was. It was just he was making fun of Trump. Like, he's...
But I think him apologizing and the clear emotion in his voice, I think, came from... Because a lot of people were taking his comments out of context.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see that he was clearly impacted and he felt, like, very strongly, like, he was like...
Yeah.
This show is not important. Like, if this happens again, we need to come back and, like, fight harder because, yeah, like, this show is not important.
Yeah. Yeah. So true, though. But, yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. Okay. So, love that he's back. Next, we have our SNL lineup. Okay, so SNL is back October 4th. With Bad Bunny as a host and Doja Cat as the musical guest. Woo. Let me tell you something. They are going to have such insane sexual tension when they perform together. I don't know what they're going to perform together, but you know that they will. They're going to do some sort of mashup.
I just, like, that didn't even, like, come to mind when I was
thinking. I'm so sorry. Like, they're two of the hottest people I've ever seen.
Still, and that, not confirmed if she's not dating Joseph Quinn anymore, though. Still not confirmed. It's all but confirmed, but...
Okay, but all I'm saying is... Regard. Okay, you can be dating someone and still, like, have a sassy stage moment.
So true.
Okay. So, October 4th, Bad Bunny, as a full guest, as a full host, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I love his acting chops. And I, again, think him and Marcelo Hernandez are so funny.
Yeah, they'll definitely do that.
So, and I'm sure that Adam Sandler is going to come and they're going to do some sort of Happy Madison... you didn't even think about that.
No. Honestly, that movie sucked, so I kind of just, like, put it out of my head.
Oh, I was laughing ear to ear because I was like, finito! I mean, it was
funny parts, but it did kind of ruin the legacy of that movie for me, but that's okay.
It didn't for me because it just felt like a fun, happy movie.
They killed her with a golf ball that he did. Like, that's crazy.
It's fine. October 11th, Amy Poehler as the...
Yes.
Oh, I love Amy Poehler. And then Role Model as the musical guest. And let me tell you something.
I hope he's on her podcast.
I really hope... Okay. This might be a deep cut. Do you remember when Justin Bieber was musical guest with Tina Fey?
Yeah, The Classroom.
Yeah, The Classroom.
Yeah.
Sexy Baby. Yeah. That's what I want to happen with Amy Poehler and Role Model. Jason is the baby.
And it's less creepy because Role Model's an old, like, an adult. Whereas Justin Bieber was.
But I still think it would be funny. And then Sabrina Carpenter is pulling double duty on October 18th. And that episode is going to be so funny because she is so campy and she has such good comedic timing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited.
It'll be so good.
It's so good. Okay, so that's it for all of our stories. Next, we have the TLDR. We haven't had the TLDR in a little bit. What it really is, too long, didn't read. Just quick, short stories that we feel are important for us to talk about, but not necessarily take up super long. I go first. Mm-hmm. Chris Briney, who, if you don't know, he plays Conrad on The Summer I Turned Pretty. He was in a Sam Adams beer ad showing off his slutty little watch and his slutty little hands. Mm-hmm. And then he was also... in a commercial and narrating an ad for Quinn, which is like a sex positive story. Mm-hmm. So that's my TLDR.
It's sexual audiobooks, yes. Kind of. Audio stories.
And
yes. They like get like famous young hotties to, correct, to voice it.
To
they've had,
I think they had Austin Butler, if I'm not wrong.
Hold on. Look at a list. Okay, so some notable names, Jesse Williams yeah, did
from
one.
Grey's Anatomy.
And also Andrew Scott. And we all know his voice is just steamy. The guy who plays...
Andrew Scott is Sexy Priest in,
yes,
Fleabag.
Yeah.
And then it's the guy who plays...
The bad guy in Stranger Things.
He's the bad guy in Stranger Things, but he was also Jace in the Mortal Instruments movie.
And Tom Blythe.
Tom Blythe, correct. Tom Blythe is Snow in A Ballad of Songbirds and Cornelius Snakes. Snow. And he is the guy in People We Meet on Vacation.
Yes, he's about to be in that as well. And he also was on Notable. He was also on Watch Happens Live. Watch What Happens Live this week. And they had to do like a blindfold. It was a glory hole joke. So like he had to fill things on the other side of the glory hole, but he couldn't see what it was. He knew that it was a vibrator
in like 2.5 seconds. Like
he said, that's my king right there.
No,
that's
he touched king. It and instantly he was like, that's a vibrator. It was like, I implore everyone, mom, if you're listening, don't look up the clip.
So funny though. Anyways, yeah, so.
Okay.
Okay. The next TLDR is that Cardi B is pregnant. We've been new, but like also. We've been new. Like,
I mean, I'm so sorry. She was pregnant that entire trial.
She was like waddling.
Also, like she was definitely wearing a corset, which is like definitely not okay. But
yeah, so she's pregnant with her fourth baby, her first with American football player Stephon Diggs. She has three children with.
Offset.
Culture. She has a daughter Culture, son Wave, and her youngest daughter Blossom, which I don't know if I've ever heard of Blossom, but maybe she's, I don't know, like her pregnancy is just like, I thought like her son was the last baby that she had, but
I was too. And suddenly the only thing that's going on off in my head is Blossom. Da 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 da.
But yeah,
Cardi B's everywhere. She's the new voice of the MTA.
I know, and she is going to be. It was Kenan Thompson, right? Or is that an old episode that's coming out?
I don't know.
It
used to be Kenan Thompson,
and then it was Rosie Perez for a little bit too.
It was also Jimmy Fallon for a little bit.
Yeah, good for her.
Also, they have all this money, and they can't put AC
or I don't know safety on the trains.
I can't.
Okay, the next TLDR is Madeline Klein was spotted with the Prince of Greece or a Prince of Greece.
He's a hottie, by the way. And age appropriate.
The Outer Banks actress Madeline Klein was spotted with Greece's Prince Constantine Alexios in New York City. I could not find a picture of it, but it does say that it's out there. Nobody of their camps have confirmed it.
I have the pictures. They're on Dumont.
Okay.
If you want to see the pictures, go on Dumont.
Neither one of their camps confirm it. Or confirm anything's going on.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so sorry. If you're Madeline Klein, you don't confirm. Yeah. Is due D-E-U-X?
Mm-hmm.
Like yes, two, it is. Like part two. Okay, where is she? There's a video. It's like pretty close to our house, too.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that's like really close to us. Oh, that's crazy. Listener, she's in like gray sweatpants and a white... crop top thing. Mm-hmm. And then he was in a full gray. What is he in?
He's in like, you can only see the back of him, but he's wearing like
both of them back.
Yeah. He's wearing like a gray hoodie and like lavender shorts. It does look like they're holding hands.
Yeah. And he looks tall. So
he is tall. Hot. Also, like, he's a prince. Okay. And then the last TLDR is as of literally an hour ago when we started recording, Phineas and Claudia, his girlfriend, his longtime girlfriend, are engaged. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I still think it's weird that she looks just like Billy, but yes, you guys seem happy together and cool.
Yay.
All
right. Welcome to Tipsy Teasers, everyone. The first Tipsy Teaser of the evening or morning, whenever you're listening to this, is Anaconda. The first trailer for the reboot was released. It's starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd. It's a meta reboot of the 1997 action movie. It's a thriller about a film crew fighting to survive a giant killer snake, which starred Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube, and Owen Wilson. The new film is directed by Tom Garmicon, who directed The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent with Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal.
Amazing movie.
It's an incredible movie.
And if you haven't seen it, pause. Go watch that movie right now.
This movie is also going to star Steve Zahn and Tawny Newton. It's about lifelong best friends, Doug and Griff, who always dreamed of remaking their all-time favorite movie, the cinematic classic Anaconda. So they go to the Amazon to pull it off. But things get real when an actual giant anaconda appears, turning it into a deadly situation, basically. It looks incredible. I will absolutely be watching this. I will be sat opening weekend, no doubt.
I'll probably watch that, too, only because it's like...
what can go wrong? Like with that trio of like people,
right?
The director and those two actors. Like, I'm sorry, like I will be
also.
Watching.
So what I'm hearing is it's giving like King Kong like monster movie, in a good way,
exactly.
Like
also like a comedy adventure. I feel like we're always looking for something like that.
No, always. What I'm hearing is Jumanji, but it's a non-Akanda.
Literally. All right, our next tipsy teaser is The Housemaid trailer was released. Did you read this book? I don't know if this is a kind of book.
I did not. It does have a crazy twist. It's supposed to be really good. It is on my TBR. Mm-hmm. I have read a lot recently, not in the past week and a half. Sorry.
Keep that for the screen recap.
Sorry.
But anyway, so this movie stars Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried and Brandon Sklenar, which like this is his second book to movie adaptation.
Yeah. Yeah. But they are two very different kinds of books because Colleen Hoover is like a very.
Wait, She Earth also did this?
No. Oh, that girl, like, oh my God. The Handmaid is somebody else. She's known to have like crazy twists and turns.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
She did Verity. Okay.
Verity's still Colleen Hoover.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but the girl who did The Housemaid is not.
No, I know. Yes. I was just like, because Verity's also being filmed and almost coming out. I just had it switched.
You were like, another Colleen Hoover? God! When will it be enough?
It will be directed by Paul Feig, who's great. It comes into theaters December 19th of this year. The big screen adaptation establishes on Air of Mystery for Maid Millie, which is Sydney Sweeney's character, the family she works for, which is Seyfried and Brandon Sklenar, and the house groundskeeper, Michelle Marone. Oh, is that the guy from 365 Days?
Yes.
Nice. Millie soon learns that the family secrets are far more dangerous than her own.
Ooh.
Honestly, looks good. Sydney Sweeney.
I mean, the book is supposed
to be
absolutely
tough to get
amazing.
Through, but.
The book is supposed to be absolutely amazing. I mean, maybe I'll read it before. Yeah. Honestly, like
I've heard the book is supposed to be really amazing.
Yeah, I mean that's probably what's going to happen is the trailer's going to come out, and if the trailer looks good, I'll read the book.
The trailer is out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Then I'll watch.
That's why I put it on the list.
Oh, it's like I didn't watch the trailer.
It looks good. I just like now it's like now I just can't stand Sydney Sweeney's like. Acting
I mean,
I'm like
so true
and I was on the way of like thinking she was a great actress and now I'm just like now she just annoys me.
You were?
Yeah, she like came out with that like really her horror movie like she produced it herself so she could like she looked like a great actor in that trailer but
oh I didn't see that.
I don't know, but also like she was good in No Hard Feelings. No,
yeah,
what's the
no
it's not No Hard Feelings. No Hard Feelings.
It's
is the
like
one
it's
with,
anyone
Jennifer.
But you.
Yeah.
She was,
but she was good in like that rom content. So like she's
yeah.
Just, like,
it's
really
like
not.
It's like she was good, but I also like I can't tell you that like Sydney Sweeney in an interview feels any different to like
so
her
true.
Character.
So
does that make
I
sense?
Mean to be fair, the last season of Euphoria, I do think that she had like some acting.
No, I agree. I think
that was
think
her best. I think
that was. I take it back because I actually think that moment, like when she's crying, when she's like, "It's fine."
Yeah.
Like is.
Like, or like when she was barfing in the pool. That
yeah,
was crazy.
That was crazy.
I miss and, Euphoria, damn.
Damn. And they're filming soon.
I think they're filming currently.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that looks great. I will probably be in theaters watching that.
Slay.
The next one is just a short one. We Were Liars was renewed for season 2. There's zero information about when it would come out. Just happy. I'm glad the story's moving on because there's a second book and also like,
yeah,
I think that they
they had the potential for a cliffhanger, and I'm excited for it.
For sure.
Okay, so the next tipsy teaser is Bravo recently announced a new Summer House spinoff called In the City is set to follow cast members as they navigate lives in New York City. As of right now, the only original stars that are confirmed are Lindsay Hubbard, Kyle Cook, and Amanda Bettula are expected to return. The spinoff was teased with a video showing a transition from the Hamptons to the city and is currently in production. I think that this is a really smart move to help move the people who are kind of starting to move away from this like party every weekend in the Hamptons life mm-hmm. to a, hey, like we don't really like go to the Hamptons every weekend. Like we have lives in the city and like we like it's a very different ambiance and like especially if you're like married and like Amanda and Kyle have two dogs. Like Kyle doesn't even I mean I didn't watch season 9 so like bear with me, but I guess and I'm sure after season 10 they were probably like it's time.
I also like they now the new people are like 22 years old, 24 for 25. I'm like, and then there's 40-year-old. What's it over here? Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah. For the season that just filmed, yeah. For sure. I also think that it's gonna be good because then Kyle, Amanda, and Lindsay can like move on. I kind of hope. I'm sure that Sierra, Wes, and
Jesse
are gonna stay. And they're gonna like build the cast around them, especially if the relationships are kind of built in the way that I think that they're gonna like work together, which is exciting. Yeah.
Why did you not watch last season? Were you just like
okay, no, it's out? No. I finished season 8 and I was gonna start season 9, but I was finishing season 8 as season 9 was ending, so then I was like, now I have to wait a whole year. So now I'm like really like I haven't even started season 9 because I'm like I'm really waiting for it for when I'm like I need like like good TV.
That's so fair.
I keep wanting to, but I keep stopping myself because like I still have like months.
Yeah.
That's so fair. Okay, great. Next, we also have the Wicked for Good trailer dropped this morning. I cried. It looks absolutely amazing. You know who could. Who could resist it? You know who could.
So but true. Also, look at my eyes. And then she's like smiling. It's like, no, through theirs. And then she's sad.
I know. Like every single time I saw that clip, it got sadder and sadder.
Damn.
And now I have that clip of Ariana going, I can't sing it because I don't think we're gonna get copyright. I don't think they care. But it's the for good clip that has come out, which is so good. So
good.
I'm just very, very excited. And I'm excited.
It's already been a year already almost.
I know. No, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so last tipsy teaser. Very, very exciting for me. 5 Seconds of Summer returned with a new single. It's called Not Okay. It's a first taste of their upcoming 6th studio album called Everyone's a Star. So this is the first with Republic Records, and it's going to be their most ambitious era, quote unquote, and even dubbing their new chapter as 5 Sauce 2.0. I'm very excited just based on like what the cover looks like. It's giving like very like punk rock 5 Sauce, yeah. Which is like the 5
like
Sauce
early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Well, not even, but early 2000s, but also like when I fell in love with 5 Sauce, Luke had a lip ring, okay? And I liked the lip ring. So I'm like, I'm glad that they're coming back to their roots. I'm excited. They're like, 5 Sauce is back. I'm like, Five Sauce never left. They were just like between recording labels. Relax.
Yeah.
I literally went to see them at MSG a year and a half ago.
Like, and at Pier 17.
Like 3 years ago at this point. My hair was blue last time I saw them at Pier 17.
Damn, I miss your color hair.
I know.
Damn. Anyways. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. So, okay, next is
our TV recap.
Our TV recap. Jasmine, you go first.
Yes. I'm watching Love Island Games, which you are as well.
Yes, we can talk about that. We are up to date
through
Tuesday, September 23rd's episode. Yeah.
Nicola, my queen.
Nicola,
freaking love her.
I just want to say, Nicola, if you're listening, we love you. She deserves every single thing in the world. She just seems so pure and like. I already feel like she's being used and treated a certain type of way. Like, the way that Chris and KK treated her, like, was so not okay knowing that, like, you're given that power. There's nothing you can do. Also, it's a game show. Relax. Yeah,
which they just nominated people the night before.
Literally.
Anyways, also, like, Chris is just the fucking worst. Him just, like, giving the silent treatment to women all the time.
No, really, it's disgusting.
Pisses me off.
And my thing with KK is like, I really like
KK. I love KK.
I really love KK, but I kind of wish that the way that she'd spoken to Nicola had a little bit of a softer tone.
Yeah.
I think that she was probably just really upset and it was probably
and also stress.
And stress, and it was probably one of those things where she was just like, she didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Chris, I think, does it on purpose.
Yeah, he 1,000
because
does it
I
on
could
purpose.
See KK was really like, you know what, I just really don't want to talk because I'm sure someone, if she's like heated and stressed, the last thing she wants to do is have a conversation and just like say something worse, which like I respect, and I'm sure I'm sure that KK and Nicola had a conversation before she left. I hope they did.
Yeah. It showed them having a conversation.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm hoping to see, I honestly am hoping to see KK on All Stars, to be honest. I think she deserves a spot. Like, she, Soul Ties is crazy because of KK. Like, she deserves a spot on All Stars. I don't think that last night's episode was like, I don't think that ruined her rep or anything like that. I think
the reason I don't think that she will be on All Stars is because All Stars is UK production, and I think that KK is an A tier US.
But they have US players on.
Yes, but they have S tier US players.
I know, but like, if they're not going to get fucking Janae, then they could get KK. Like,
said they're not going to get Janae?
Because she was on Chicks in the Office saying she will never do reality show dating ever again.
Okay. I mean, I'm a little behind on Chicks in the Office. But do you know what I'm saying? That's my only reason why I would think that I could see her being on it, but like, it's still.
I could see her being on it.
It's still, to me, it feels a little bit like you could say Chris and I would laugh in your face.
Yeah.
He would never be on Lost Art.
I would never fucking say Chris, but I would say KK.
I would say KK. To me, I'm like, I don't know if.
Yeah. I mean, like, they brought Sydney to Australia last season. Like,
that's true.
So it's not like that crazy. Also, an American just won Love Island. So UK, true. So. Anyways, but yeah, Stan Nicola, so hard. Love Stan Garby. Nicola.
I love
please
Garby.
Please leave Kendall, please.
Literally, Garby, you could do so much better than Kendall.
Oh my God. Like, I cannot believe there I was rooting moments. For Johnny to win that.
You know it's bad when you're rooting for Johnny? I kind of want them to get to the end and him to lose to Justine
again?
A third time. Just so that she can say she did. And she'll be like, that was for Sally again.
But also, talk about who should actually be on All Stars. Okay. Justine. The fuck? She's like, the only two-time winner of Love Island.
Okay, like, Justine, I think, is S-tier, All-Stars material. I think Sally could
Sally,
be on All-Stars.
She's now of the Love Island verse, so I don't
know. Of Love Island US.
True.
And she's only, like, an After Sun, like, correspondent. Like, I think I could see her going on All-Stars. She would not go on Games. I don't think she would go on.
Well, she was on Games last year.
Yeah, I don't think she would go on Games again. Yeah. Because after Games, she became a correspondent for USA.
Yeah, no way.
I think the only way she would do it again is if it was All Stars.
Yeah.
And she was going to Mallorca.
Yeah. For sure. I could also really see Yasmin from this past Love Island UK. I really want her to be on it.
In fact, I demand her to be on it.
She needs to be on it.
Yeah, she needs to.
Then I watched I watched the first three episodes of Gen V. Just two things of note that are not spoilers. Ethan Slater jump scare as Dr. Godolkin, who is the creator of the university
Oh my God, as Dr. Godolkin?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was like spooky for a second.
Also, like, so suddenly to be like, oh.
No, literally, it was the first season it was the first scene in the
new Ethan season. Slater, what are you doing here?
Anyways, and then another thing to note is that I just realized that Andre's dad, I have another thing to note, but Andre's dad in the show is played by the guy from Save the Last Dance. You know the hip hop moves? You know the hip hop moves on the chair, like swaying back and forth? That's him!
I've never seen Save the Last Dance.
Ariana!
We've talked about this.
We have to. Okay, next movie night, we have to watch Save the Last Dance. Is it on our list?
I'm pretty sure it is. Not, but
it's such a good one. And he's so hot in it. And then I was like, why do I find him so hot? I'm like, oh, he's an adult. He is playing a dad now. And he's like, salt and pepper beard. Hot. Anyways. And then also, I think that they did a really, really good job of celebrating the life of Chance Perdomo, who passed away right before they were filming the season.
Oh, so sad.
And he's one of the main characters in it. He was also in the Sabrina show. He played the cousin, Sabrina's cousin. Sad. Super, super sad. And they do a really good job of like
honoring him,
honoring his character in him, and at least in like the first couple of episodes, really, really sad. The actors, like, you could tell that it was coming from a place of like actually so sad. Such a talent to lose so young. But they did a really good job with that. And I finished Community.
My rewatch.
The last season really isn't as strong as the rest. Like, it was, I was starting to peter, but honestly, they're going to have a movie and it's going to be so good because everybody's going to be back for it. Because, like, the last season, Donald Glover or Yvette Nicole Brown are in it, and they're, like, two big main characters. So it was, like, you could definitely feel their absence. But definitely some really funny moments. Jesus wept! If anybody, like, my Community watchers, you would know. And then I watched the new episode of Peacemaker. Great. And also sad. Big sadder. And then I'm starting The Good Place. Or I just started The Good Place today while eating dinner. Wow. So that will be my next rewatch.
I love
a devastation good... is coming upon me. I know.
I love a good Good Place rewatch. If you've never watched The Good Place, I implore you to do so. I have seen The Good Place all four season. Tip to tail probably 10 to 12 times.
Damn.
There was a while where I was watching, where it was pretty much the only thing I was watching.
Such a good show.
Well, especially, I think before season four came out, I like watched those first three seasons a lot. Mm-hmm. Season four, I probably haven't seen as much, but I have seen it.
Yeah. Such a good show. And then movies, I watched finally Weapons, which I really enjoyed. Scary. Like, actually, like, there was some jump scares, like legitimate ones that got me.
Survey says I will not be watching it.
You have no need to now that I've already watched
it. Correct.
And then it was also like witchy, which I wasn't expecting. It wasn't like demon though.
I still won't be watching. Thanks.
Really good though, and the way that the kids run is very funny. Because I was reading online that there was like parts of Weapons that were really funny, and like, is it the running? I don't know. They were like all the kids running like this in the sky, like into the street. Like, with both arms out like this.
That's so funny.
Which is kind of funny, but, like, people were saying that there were multiple funny instances in the show, in the movie. So, I don't know where those were, but very much enjoyed. Did you add it to the list, or was it already on there? You added.
Yeah, I added.
Excellent. Okay, what's on your recap?
Did you finish Hunting Wives?
No, I already told you.
Oh, duh. Did I talk about it last week?
No, but I said if I didn't watch it in a week that you could just talk about it. And then I texted you. I said, I just can't get in the mood to watch it. I will eventually finish it.
And let me tell you something.
I just was not in the mood for it.
My notes? Such an unsatisfying ending.
Tell us about it.
No, that was my only note. I don't remember it anymore.
Oh, dang. But the ending was really unsatisfying.
Great. It was just one of those things where I was like, I kind of thought it was a limited series. So I'm glad that it was renewed because I was like, that's it? And that's how it's going to end? Okay, so now I feel better about it because I was like, okay, so maybe I won't talk about the rest of my notes. Because one of my notes was I'm sure they're going to try and do a season two. So I guess that makes sense because there was enough things that were left unresolved that I was like, I feel better about that. Love Island Games, I've watched. The Voice. I only watched The Voice when Niall Horan is a coach. He is back from tour and he is a coach. Fun fact, he's won both seasons that he's been the coach on for. And one of the seasons he had first and third place.
Nice.
So I've only watched one episode. This is what usually happens is I'll watch through the blind auditions, like maybe the knockouts. And then like once it gets to the live shows, I'm like, boring. Yeah.
So fair.
Because usually the people that I really, really like have gone home at that point, and I'm like, I actually don't like these generic people. Okay, so I'm watching The Voice. One of my notes was, I literally love Snoop Dogg. Like, every time he talks, I'm like, this man is so iconic. Like he's just, like, so cool and, like, funny. Mm-hmm. Like, every time he speaks, I'm just like, I love him.
I wish he wasn't a Trump supporter.
Oh, wait, he is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he performed at the inauguration.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, sadly.
Dang.
But I have heard that he's nice.
Katie that is sad. That nice, so. Wow.
I know. Devastated.
Okay, I've retracted my statement.
You still like his vibe.
I know. He was
But
just
it really funny. Puts a damper.
It really puts a damper. Survivor starts today. It's currently happening right now. So I am not watching live.
After this, probably.
No, I can't because it's on Paramount Plus, and we don't have cable, so I can't watch it till tomorrow. It's fine. It's the first episode. I don't need to watch right now. Okay, so then Dancing with the Stars, two episodes in. I feel really, really good. Mm-hmm. Jordan was amazing last night. She was robbed the first week. I feel really good about Danielle Fishel. I think Dylan Efron's probably going to be carried a little bit. I think he's good, but I think that it's a season with really, really tough competition. Whitney from Secret Life of Mormon Wives does really well. Jen, who literally just had a baby 7 weeks ago, is actually doing really well. It's like shocking. Yeah, I feel very happy about it. I mostly am just like rooting for Jordan to get everything she's ever wanted, and that's all I watched this week.
As the young kids would say, that she's your client.
My client?
That's what people say. That's like the young people say, is like, they're my client. These are my clients. It's like your faves.
So what I'm hearing is Jordan is my client. Oh, and I have a new fave.
Yeah.
Lauren from Fifth Harmony. Mm-hmm. The more I learn about this girl, the more I stan.
Love.
She goes to every political rally. She's like very like very free Palestine, very like mm-hmm. like
human rights,
like we love to see it. Mm-hmm. And I also love she keeps being like, I came around Dancing with the Stars to get snatched. Yeah. She's like Normani did. She told she's talked about how like two other Fifth Harmony members have done it, and she's like, it's just really nice to like have this thing that like it's another thing we have in common. Mm-hmm. But then she was like, but also I want to get snatched, which is hilarious.
So fair.
She keeps saying it. I'm like, at least you're honest about it. Like,
so true.
So that's all I watched this week.
Who went home?
The two old guys. It was Barry, Baron.
And Andy Richter went home?
No, Andy Richter didn't go home.
Oh, it was the sad.
The
TikToks are so funny.
What's his face? No, people are calling Andy Richter the people's princess.
Yeah. No, I know. I've seen it.
I actually feel like
the two old... Oh, Corey?
Corey and Baron. Oh, okay.
Damn.
I feel like Andy Richter is probably going to stay for at least a couple more weeks. Yeah. Just on audience vote. Mm-hmm. Jordan. I need Jordan to get far. I need America to remember. Mm-hmm. To remember what we owe her. What we as a society owe her. If you are listening to me and you don't vote Jordan, please just vote Jordan.
Anything else?
I just have one thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have listened to quite a lot of Audrey Horvath's Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And I cried to it at work today. I just like, this is the thing. The times that I had listened to it,
mm-hmm.
it was like, sometimes there's I have moods where I can listen to music and listen to the lyrics. And there's times where I can't.
I know.
Where it's just like, wah. Like, I'm not joking. That's what lyrics sound in my head sometimes. Uh-huh. So you were right. It was exactly what it is.
It's just like all of our feelings. Yeah. Like we have felt exactly that.
All of that.
So many times.
So true.
And she just put it into words. It's the same with the that.
So true. Okay, so song on repeat?
Yes, I need to find mine though. All right. For song on repeat for me, I would like to say House Tour by Sabrina Carpenter.
Can I take you to the first, second, third floor? just to make sure we don't get copyrighted.
There is like a sassy edit that we both want to do to that song.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
So look out for those.
Yeah.
At some point.
If I ever
Who knows
post
we'll
them.
Ever do it.
Yeah. Mine is Man I Need by Olivia Dean.
Nice.
It comes on my like daily mixes a lot, and like it really does get stuck in my head, and it's like mm-hmm. such, it's just like such a good song. It's just like dun, 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 dun.
I know, it's like so like, I don't know.
It's vibey.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, 6 Degrees. My person is Amy Poehler.
My person is Paul Rudd, and they're connected by one movie, which is They Came Together.
Correct. And also a lot of other movies.
And also a lot of movies. And also Parks and Rec.
Okay, Slay. So we
but they were specifically the main characters in We Came Together or They Came Together.
They Came Together. I actually...
Which is Nick Jonas's favorite movie, he said on the Amy Poehler
podcast.
That's
so funny. I actually do think that I watched that movie recently.
I've actually never seen it. So I would be down to watch it, but...
Okay, slay. So that was the Make It a Double podcast. If you like what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, telling a friend, and until next time, cheers.
Cheers.